Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the Lisa Dent Show. We want to say welcome to Dr. Jennifer Watts, the Director of Nutrition for the Chicago Zoological Society, Brookfield Zoo. It seems like, Doctor, this is the day, today or tomorrow or some point this week, where we're going to see all the TV stations airing footage of your animals at Brookfield Zoo eating a pumpkin.
Yes, we did pumpkins for our Boo at the Zoo, but this is the time of year when we get lots of calls asking people wanting to donate their pumpkins.
And the answer is no.
Right? No, unfortunately not. We appreciate everyone's goodwill and thought, but all of our animals are on a very rigid diet. We do allow for some variety, but actually pumpkins with all the fiber can actually upset their stomach, and so we meet them out very carefully when we do get pumpkins.
And who does get the pumpkins? I think it's usually the hippos or the polar bears. I'm trying to remember.
Our animals actually get the pumpkins. Whether they eat them or not is another discussion. The polar bears and our lions and leopards will play with them. They won't really eat them too much, but a lot of our herbivores, like capybara and brown bears, even tortoises really like pumpkins.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, I would imagine as the director of nutrition for Brookfield Zoo, you have a lot on your plate, so to speak, because anything can harm these animals very quickly if they ingest something that they're not used to or upsets their system.
Yes, like I said, all of our animals are on a prescribed diet that I come up with a recipe for, and so we're always making sure that the public understands that not to throw anything into the exhibits or feed our animals, because it can, something that they're not used to, can upset their stomach.
And do you cook? Do you have a kitchen for them, or is everything raw?
Just about everything's raw. We do cook some things, like we'll steam sweet potatoes and carrots for variety's sake. Sometimes we actually cook pasta and rice, again, for another type of variety for the animals to get as a source of carbohydrates.
It's very
limited.
Dr. Jennifer Watts is the Director of Nutrition for the Chicago Zoological Society, Brookfield Zoo. And how do the animals adjust when the time changes this weekend? Do you strictly stay to the time that you normally feed them, or do you get them ready by swinging back with the clock?
No, we do change with the clock. And so sometimes our animals are awake about an hour earlier than they're used to, and sometimes they can get a little bit aggravated that they haven't gotten fed yet. And sometimes they're sleeping in because they're not expecting our keepers to come in, our animal care specialists to come in until another hour. So usually we try to do it in increments, like we'll do it a half an hour and then an hour to make sure that they're a little bit better adjusted.
So pretty much the same thing that we go through with our dogs and our cats.
They're like, where's dinner?
and I've got a potbelly pig, and I have always traditionally fed them pumpkin. Is that okay as long as it's limited?
As long as it's limited, yeah. It's as with any food item, you don't want to give them too much of something that they've never seen before or too much of something in general, because it can upset their stomach and cause problems.
And who is your pickiest eater at Brookfield Zoo?
Oh, gosh, probably our sloth bears. They can be very picky based on what their natural diet is and what we have available to feed them here.
And what food is it that you have to order internationally to feed your animals?
Probably the biggest thing that we have is to order some ant eggs. We have to order them from an Asian market that gets them imported from Thailand or Vietnam for our pangolins.
Oh, my gosh. Interesting. Well, thank you so much for jumping on the Lisa Dent Show. And just in case you just got in the car, know It's kind, but don't donate your pumpkins to Brookfield Zoo. They've got animals who have, you know, very strict diets, so to speak.
Yes. Well, we appreciate everyone's good thoughts for thinking of us for donating, but unfortunately, we just can't take the number, the volume of pumpkins that people want to give us.
Oh, you would get tens of thousands. It would be ridiculous.
We would.
Then you'd be in charge of trying to dispose of them. Scarce.org, yes. If you want to get rid of your pumpkins, they've got disposal sites throughout Chicagoland. If you want to check that out, scarce.org. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.